Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. From astronauts and test pilots to Hollywood celebrities, retired dentist 93-year-old Roy Nyson talks with his wife Janice about his brushes with the stars.
After I left Edwards Air Force Base, we went down to the Los Angeles area and we were looking for a place to set up an office. And we came to the place in Sherman Oaks. I said, Janice, wouldn't this be a great place to have an office at the Royal Oaks District? We went and took the practice over, and it had all these movie stars I was telling you about, Clark Gable, Ginger Rogers, Olivia Havilland, and Howard Hughes, and all of those. Marilyn Monroe was one I want to tell you about now. She called in to make an appointment, and so we were expecting her, and Dr. Hollenbach says, believe plenty of time because she's always late. She came in, got out of her limousine, trotted in, and she was standing there. I guess I was, my eyes bulged out of my head, and I looked, saw her standing there. That was a kind of a frightful experience, but she introduced herself, very friendly, and she came in the office quite a few times, three or four times a year. She had one of the most perfect sets of teeth there is. But one time she was making a picture with Tony Curtis called Some Like It Hot. And on the set one day, the director says, Marilyn, you got to do something with your teeth. Tony's taking the limelight away from you because his teeth are shining. Well, Tony had had them all capped. He had all porcelain caps on them, and when the light hit the teeth, they would shine back. She came in, I said, we'll do what we can, but you got to remember these enamel is the second hardest material in the world next to diamond. So I don't know whether we can paint them or what we can do, but we will try. Polished them up good, and then we painted them. It worked good while she was in the office, but once she got over and got on the set, it started to flake off. So I had the flakes, and so it didn't work. And we tried several other things I did, and finally I took impressions of her mouth, poured up models, and made some little flipper that would go right on the front, made it really white and nice. And then when she got before the camera, she just snapped that on, and then she'd smile. But the trouble with that, it held at her lip, and she looked like Loretta Young. Finally, she came in, and we was exhausted. I said, Marilyn, you go back and tell that director that you've got the most perfect set of teeth in the world, and that Tony Curtis is just all capped, and his is artificial. And said, just let him know that your teeth are fine. And that's where it ended. In doing this with Marilyn, I took impressions. Part of it, so I had the molds of her teeth in the lab. And when I moved, I lost them. I looked everywhere for them, but we haven't been able to come up with them. So anyway, she was a great gal, and the last time I saw Marilyn was she came in the office 2 days before she committed suicide. I cleaned her teeth, and we could tell that she was having problems. In fact, last film was The Misfits with Clark Gable. She was always late several hours to the set, and so she was having a lot of problems with taking up and downers to keep her going. She was married to the playwright Arthur Miller at the time, and they were having divorce problems and everything else. So it wasn't long after Clark died that she committed suicide. Anyway, that's about it. I sold my practice to another fellow, Wynne Chaplin. I went back to orthodontic school. We've had good life, and in the military we had great life, and in our dental professions, we've been very blessed.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.